Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, to sing like never before, oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Great news for today's world. Sponsored by Sisters of the Lord. I am the one and only Reverend Robin here in Oklahoma, the United States of America, one nation under God, with my special co-host and president of Sisters of the Lord, Sister Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Robin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. For those who are new, we're glad you're here. How is everyone doing today?
We are heating up. Thank God it's getting warm. We are so thankful. We even had Germany join us yesterday. I'm sorry, I don't know any German. Do you, Sarah?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to learn at least say hello somehow in German. If you want to text it to me or call me, that would be great. But we're so thankful. Brazil, Germany, China, Japan, India, Pakistan, United Kingdom, Alaska, of course, United States, on and on and on. We're so honored that you're joining us. Tell everyone, 1 o'clock every day, Central Daylight Savings Time, and we would love for you to join us. And Sarah, what is the Facebook page, please?
Yeah, and join us, too, on our community in Facebook. It's going to be facebook.com/groups/sisters of the Lord. And we'd love to have you guys be a part of our community here and get to know you all and just visit and everything too.
Amen. Well, I'm going to open up in prayer, and we're going to, everybody, I want you to open up to Psalms 34. But first, let's pray over the word. Father, we just thank you. We have no words. You are an awesome God to even try to comprehend that the Creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega, lives within us, is beyond this human comprehension. But we walk by your faith that you gave us, Lord. Mm-hmm. Help us to increase that faith in your love, to be just as Jesus, as we are created in your image. And so, Lord, as we study about blessing you at all times, touch the people, Lord, body, soul, and spirit, if they don't know you. I pray they call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be their Savior. In Jesus we pray, Father God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Sister Sarah, if you'll kick us off, if you'll read chapter 34, verses 1 through 3, please.
I sure will. So verses 1 through 3 say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Hallelujah. Now, here we go. My mom and dad, who, if you've been listening, were awesome parents, pastors, people, just loved the Lord God. And my mom always said, because we had five children, I was the oldest, she'd say, Robin Lynn, if you don't have anything good to say or praise, just zip your lip, be quiet. So I have tried with all my heart to live by that. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Remember that, all times, not just in the morning or at night or maybe at supper, dinner, and breakfast, like God is good, God is great, thank you for this food, amen. You know, that's just not going to get it. We bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually, perpetually, over and over and over and over again be in my mouth. My soul, my mind will make boast of the Lord. Get a grip on your mind. Sometimes you want to have that pity party. Sometimes you just want to feel like, what's the use? Get a grip. Praise the Lord in your mind. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify, you can imagine David, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify means to just exalt, to blow up, to explode the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name. His name is all we need. It's every name that we need in our life for prosperity, healing, blessings, guidance, wisdom, they're all wrapped in the name of Jesus. What do you have to say, Sarah?
I don't. You expounded on that beautifully.
Well, thank you. I did want to say, before David said this, just a little history. I love history. I've always loved history. He started acting. He was captive by Abimelech, and he started acting like a wild dog, getting down on all fours and foaming and spitting at the mouth. And it scared everyone so bad, because he was King David, so-called, that they told him to get out. And when he got away from them, that's when he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. He was greatly thankful that he was delivered. Now, I want to go down, let's see here. Well, we might as well read 4, 5, and 6. Would you mind, Sarah?
So it says, so starting with verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles.
Hallelujah. Have you got an input?
I do. So you guys, we are not far from the Lord, okay? All you have to do, even if you just whisper a prayer, a cry for help, the Lord hears you and will deliver you. That is a promise that we have as children of God. And I love in verse 5 where it says, they looked to him and were radiant. Who is the they that they're talking about? That's you. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's those who trust in the Lord. When you look to God, you will be radiant, and your faith will not be put to shame, because the Lord holds to his promises. And I love how it says this poor man cried out. He cried out to God, and God heard him. and saved him out of all his troubles. That is basically the same thing. So verse 6 and verse 4 are almost identical. And he says it twice, so make sure to pay attention to that because that's important. You cry out to the Lord, and he will hear you and save you.
Amen. And so let me interject. Verse 4, he heard, he delivered all, not just a little bit just to kind of get you by, but all of your fears, all of your troubles. As we trust and look, it says in verse 5, they looked. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Look unto the Lord. You know, sometimes people draw our attentions to them or things or happenings, you know. And as I always say, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Again, God put it in the heart of David to act like a wild dog, and it scared him so bad that they just told him to get out. Get out. God delivered him from all of his enemies, everything that was coming against him. And, you know, God will never leave us nor forsake us. And this, the poor man, the needy man, have you ever just felt that way? He hears you, as Sarah said. He delivers you. Trust in God. And it says in verse 7, the angel of the Lord, that is one of the main angels of the army of God. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them, about you, about me, that fear him and delivers them. The angel of the Lord encamps. I looked that up a long time ago. It means to pitch a tent around you, to cover you, that the enemy cannot even come near you. Those that fear, that reverence, that respect the Lord, he delivers them. Verse 8, oh, have you ever ate something so delicious you go, oh, how yummy. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, blessed, happy, enriched, that trusts in him. Come on, Sarah.
You guys, look at, so it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. How else are we able to taste and see something other than literally going to this thing, whether it be food? So think about food. If you're going to taste and see if it's good, you're going to go pick up your spoon or fork, dip it in the food, put it to your mouth, and taste it and see if it's good. Well, it's the same thing with the Lord. You're going to go to the Lord. You're going to rely and trust in him, and you're going to see, because he's faithful to his promises, that he is good. I'm betting every one of you on this call can look back, even recently, and find a testimony in your life of where you've seen the faithfulness of the Lord in your life. And how he's blessed you and enriched your life, all because you trust in him.
Yes. And again, Sarah, here our time goes so fast. I'm going to jump to verse 15, and then we'll close out if you'll give some thoughts on this too. Verse 15, the eyes. Just think about it. The eyes of God, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. If you are cleansed by the blood, you are righteous, and his eyes are upon you. His ears, God's ears. Remember, you're created in his image. We look like our father, just like we do our natural father or mother. And his ears are open unto the cries. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. He will guard you and cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Sarah, what do you say?
There it is, guys. Again in verse 15, it says, his ears are open to their cry.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are not forgotten. Remember that. The Lord sees the way that you've been travailing or mourning or crying out to him.
Yes.
And he sees you in your good times. He sees you in your bad times. He sees the things that are done to you, against you, or things that aren't even done to you. And when you feel hurt, you're not forgotten. You've not been passed over.
Amen.
He hears every one of your cries. And just know that he is a God of vengeance. He is a God who will handle on your behalf the victory.
Amen. Amen.
So just remember, you are his righteousness.
Yes. Amen. Verse 1 and verse 3 again. I will bless the Lord at all times. All times, like Mom said, if you don't have any good thing to say, just zip it. And then verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt together his name. We are exalting the Lord right now as we worship him, as we praise him. Father, we thank you for this time, how fast it goes, but we pray that this word just flows in abundance in everyone's life. In Jesus' name. Well, Sarah, let's say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Y'all have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never. Worship your heart.